We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey, yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 13th, goes to the president of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk. Drop on the clues bombs for Ingrid Newkirk. Ingrid doesn't even know she's really one of my favorite people. I love what she stands for and what she is committed to. She runs the world's largest animal rights organization. And if I know her like I think I do, she is probably highly offended by the fact that I use the term donkey as an insult, as a means to give someone the credit they deserve for being stupid. Not because humans shouldn't be called dumb, but because donkeys should not be labeled as dumb, because PETA opposes what it calls a speciesism or a human supremacist worldview. Speciesism is the assumption of human superiority leading to the exploitation of animals. I actually agree with that. I do. Even though I do believe in the circle of life, I promise you, Ingrid, when that amazing piece of red snapper or mahi mahi is on my plate, I thank God for it. I don't feel superior to it at all. I feel privileged and blessed to eat it. That's why when it comes to red snapper, I like it still with its head on and its eyes open. I actually think it's disrespectful to behead a fish before you eat it, but that's another convo. Now, the reason Ingrid is getting donkey of the day this morning is because Ingrid is actually encouraging us to eat flesh. I know, Ingrid, this is not your intention, but this is what you're doing. What do you mean, Uncle Charlotte? The president of PETA is encouraging us to eat flesh. Well, I'll tell you what I mean. I came across this New York Post article with the headline, PETA president explains why she wants her flesh to be barbecued after she dies. I just piqued the interest of all our cannibalistic listeners. Somewhere right now, there is a cannibal listening to us eating a nice bowl of grits and legs this morning, and they're like, tell me more. Well, Ingrid Newkirk said she updated her will to include a request for her flesh to be cooked and for her body parts to be transformed into activist messages after she dies. She's not joking. She's as dead ass as a deceased donkey. Would you like to hear her explain? Well, let's go to Fox News Digital for the report, please.
deathly serious because the issues are so serious. We see terrible things done to animals. People don't see that. And you can't really tell people about the gore nonstop. So I thought I'll continue my activism in a sort of provocative, gimmicky way, but making very serious points that we're all the same under the skin. You can barbecue my flesh. Mm. Yeah, you'll smell it cooking with those onions and you'll think, oh, I want some of that. And then you'll think, oh no, it's her. And please don't eat any flesh. Here are the vegan alternatives, the vegan hot dogs, the vegan hamburgers, the vegan fish, the vegan steak, vegan chicken. It's all available now. And so we'd hope to change their minds without having them to put me in their mouth.
Ingrid thinks that if it's her, we know we're eating, or if it's her skin, we know that is on these products, you know, we won't use it. I understand exactly what you're trying to do, Ingrid, but I have to let you know it's been done before. A great book to read is The Delectable Negro, Human Consumption and Homoeroticism Within U.S. Slave Culture, written by Vincent Woodward. The book breaks down human cannibalism that occurred during slavery in the United States. Yes, white male slave owners used to eat the flesh of black men. And Ingrid, I'm sure you know the flesh of dead Africans and African Americans were used to make shoes. And I'm sure you know after World War II, it was reported that Nazis used skin from murdered concentration camp inmates to make lampshades. I'm saying all that to say, Ingrid, none of that stopped anybody from eating animal flesh or using animal products, because if you have a hunger for flesh, human, animal, or otherwise, you're gonna get your fix. And this is why I believe your plan is gonna backfire, because Ingrid, the way you described how you want to be cooked in the onions sounds tasty. And I promise you, if you offering up your flesh as a meal, we're gonna have a barbecue. Okay, Pete Davidson is organizing it right now. All right, Ingrid says she wants to be cooked specifically with onions. Why stop there, Ingrid? Let's do a half cup of white onions, 8 dill pickle slices, 1 cup of barbecue sauce. We're going to add about a quarter teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 3 tablespoons of water. We're going to get 4 to 6 inch center split white sandwich rolls. Mmm. And 16 ounces of uncooked Ingrid meat, and we're gonna make us a meal called the McPita in your honor. It's gonna look just like the McRib, okay, when we done. And believe me, sweetie, we're gonna have enough to feed the needy. Ingrid, I hear you. I really do. When you say you're trying to raise the point that flesh is flesh, I get it. And you're probably right. And that's why you can't just be offering yourself up to be barbecued, because when someone tastes you and says, tastes just like chicken, now because of you, they're going to be looking for another kind of meat to be added to the menu. You can't be out here serving yourself up all barbecued and tasty, expecting people not to eat you. Now, the only difference I can see, Ingrid, when we serve you up, it's going to have to be in slices. Okay, can't serve you like Red Snapper. We're going to have to behead you. That would be just a bit too much. But what I'm trying to get you to understand, Ingrid, the only thing folks care about when it comes to flesh is, does it taste good? We don't eat animals because we are monsters who can't control ourselves. We eat animals because they are tasty. At least the ones I've tried. I've had chicken, fish, turkey, deer, bear, shoulder, squirrel, dumplings, cow, of course, lamb, ox, goat, and every single one of them are tasty. It's that simple. So, Ingrid, if you really don't want people to eat flesh, don't offer them more to put on the menu. Because if I ground you up into a patty, you just mystery meat at that point. In fact, Ingrid, you will be impossible meat, because it will be impossible for folks to tell the difference between you and every other animal product out there. Especially when I add this carbone sauce to it. You see this right here? I think you would taste great in a lasagna, Ingrid. Okay, I don't know if we should just keep it at barbecue. I got tomato, basil. I got marinara. How you pronounce that, Envy? What is that? Abracadabra? Arabrabita?
Sounds right.
Whatever it is, we got it. All I'm saying is, when we add this, Ingrid, you ain't going to be able to tell the difference. Please give Ingrid Newkirk, the president of PETA, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
You hungry?
No.
Oh.
I'll pass.
Okay.
Actually, you're still up in my mouth.
You do?
Mm. Wow. Mm.
Hungry, Lou?
No, sir.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess thanks for that donkey today.
Ingrid, come up here whenever you're ready. I'm going to have the chef here.
You're sure of me?
Just in case.
Just in case.
I'm going to have the chef here just in case, Ingrid.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Everybody on BET, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, BET. Peace. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, every once in a while, we see people asking questions on social media. And this one went viral yesterday. It was a gentleman asking women about would they prefer to be with a married man that tells you yes 100% of the time, or I guess a man that's not married that tells you no 50% of the time. You got the audio? Of course we do not.
Married men say yes 100% of the time?
No. The question was, they went to a bunch of women and asked them, would you rather date a married man?
Yeah.
That never tells you no?
Okay.
Or would you date a regular man that's not married that tells you no 50% of the
but
time?
But like I said, married men tell women yes 100% of the time?
If they're being blackmailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Not on just being cool, I think it's a motive to it.
It's definitely a motive to it. I mean, if a married man is telling you yes 100% of the time, it's like what Lou said, he don't want you to go out there running your mouth.
Right.
Because all you're doing is asking for money. That's what you really mean.
Right.
When you ask for money and things.
Right. Yes.
You know?
So let's open up the phone line. So there are some women out there that prefer married men. So the question is, 800-585-1051, ladies, what is it about a man being married that makes him more desirable?
I'm like my Palo Santo. Nothing to do with this conversation.
That is the question. Came from social media yesterday.
I don't even know why you're doing this.
800. This. How you throw this to me? How I'm the one?
You need to stop reading everything that come across the desk. That's what you need to stop doing. Okay, I don't even know what you're trying to do.
You see, this is the problem, Looney. Like, we agree with it. We're like, all right, let's do it. Then when he hears it, he be like, why are you doing this?
Because here's the thing. You've been working with me for 13 years. You know I don't be paying no damn attention. I don't even know what y'all be talking about 96% of the time.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
I'll be like, yeah.
Ladies, what is it about a man being married that makes him more desirable? Close your mouth. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.